The Swedish government wants to introduce stricter requirements for how warm it's allowed to be indoors in residential facilities for older people and people with disabilities. The Public Health Agency of Sweden will be given the authority to issue regulations on the maximum permitted indoor temperature in those kinds of facilities. There are already general recommendations stating the temperature shouldn't exceed 26 degrees Celsius. Heat waves have a serious impact on the health of older people and, in the worst cases, can be life-threatening. Meanwhile, the Swedish government wants Swedish students to be able to earn more from part-time jobs without it affecting the amount of student financial aid they receive. An inquiry is to be appointed to review the so-called income threshold, the amount students can earn before their financial aid is reduced, including whether it should be raised to allow students to earn more from part-time work. The inquiry will also look at the upper time limit for receiving student financial aid. Nine people have been convicted in a major property fraud case in Södertälje, south of Stockholm, in which banks were tricked into granting mortgages on false grounds. The three main suspects have been sentenced to prison, Swedish Radio P4 Stockholm reports. They are two former estate agents who received prison sentences of 4 and 3 years respectively, and a local businessman who, according to police, has links to a local gang. He was sentenced to 3 years in jail. All three deny any wrongdoing. The offences are said to have taken place in connection with the purchases of a historic villa and a church property in the town. And there's still a high risk of wildfires in Sweden, even though the heat wave has ended. According to the Swedish Weather Service, the risk of wildfires will be high or extremely high along the country's west coast, along the northern Baltic coast, and in parts of eastern central Sweden. At the same time, more rain is expected in the coming days, which could cause the risk to drop quickly. Those were Tuesday's headlines. For more stories, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a good evening.